of the Power of Us podcasts are not licensed therapists, medical professionals, legal advisors, or certified experts. The views and opinions expressed by the host are based on personal experiences and are intended solely for informational, inspirational, and educational purposes.
Hello, my name is JJ Holly.
And I'm Monica Danielle.
Welcome to another episode of The Power of Us. Today, it is our pleasure to welcome Becky Ramirez with Keep Us Fed. Welcome. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So tell us a bit about your background.
So I have been in education for over 30 years. Started out in K-12 and worked my way through that system, and then went into higher education on a part-time basis at Lone Star College. And from there, it's just continued to grow. And I've held several roles at Lone Star. Was able to move to Pittsburgh and had an opportunity there, and then recently moved back here and a full-time faculty member with Sam Houston State University.
And how did you get involved with Keep Us Fed?
So that's a great story. So when I was at Lone Star College, I had the opportunity to join Leadership Montgomery County. As part of that group, our project was Keep Us Fed and to get it started. So we went to Austin, we looked at their model, we looked at different models across the country about food recovery, because we knew that was very important for our county. And so we actually set up the framework and foundation for Keep Us Fed back in 2015.
Is Keep Us Fed a franchise or
a... No, it's a 501(c) nonprofit organization. And we just modeled off of the Austin model, because they have a similar food recovery model there.
So this was invented, homegrown in Montgomery County then?
Absolutely.
Your time at LMC?
Yes, through our time at LMC. It was great. So as I had mentioned earlier, I took kind of a hiatus from Montgomery County. And but then when I returned, an opportunity presented itself to kind of help in the operations role on a part-time basis. And so I reached back out to some of my colleagues that were in the LMC class, and so I was able to help and get in and start helping again. This past February is when I actually began working.
They reeled you back in.
They reeled me back in, and I'm very excited to be there.
And that's for people that don't know, LMC is Leadership Montgomery County.
Yes.
And they have a 9-month long program every year where they get 40 to 45 community leaders, and one of the projects is featuring a nonprofit and supporting them. And you guys took the extra step of starting
one. Yes, we did. And so it's very near and dear to all of our hearts. Our class still very much participates as board members and as volunteers and different things. So yes, it's very exciting to still see this moving from our time in LMC. So
share with us the mission of Keep Us Fed. What is Keep Us Fed all about, this organization?
So the mission is to alleviate hunger, and we do that through the food recovery process. So there is a statistic out there that over 40% of food in the United States is wasted. So our job is to be kind of that conduit between wasted food and people that need food and that are food insecure. So what our organization does is we get volunteers, which we have close to 100 volunteers. And what they do is go to the actual establishment. So we have close to 70 different establishments that we go to. Things like Kroger, grocery stores. We do different things in the county when there are like at the Woodlands Pavilion. Cynthia Woods, when the summer series concerts were back in that, so lots of popcorn, which is good. You know, that's an just kind of a little extra snack and perk and things, so that's kind of fun. We do things with some of the hotels when they have extra food from some of their conferences. And then we have some more stable pieces throughout the county. Chick-fil-A has been wonderful. We service most of the Chick-fil-A's a couple times a week. Capital Grill has become one of our newest partners. It's very exciting, the stuff that they give us.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, so how does that work?
Yeah. Can we come along?
Exactly. So what happens is, and the food managers have to be part of this process, right? Mm-hmm. And so what they do is at the end of the day, they freeze the food that is not being used or that they've made excess of. For Capital Grill specifically, because we were very intrigued on how this was going to work, they actually cut the steak, right, and have trimming. So what you get when you're receiving the steak when you're at the restaurant is the middle portion.
Okay.
The outside trimmings and all the extra stuff get shoved off. They put them in huge buckets and put it in the freezer.
Wow.
So we have, when we send these to kitchens, they de-thaw that. You can put that over noodles, over rice, over any, you know, those extra pieces. Yeah. And it is, I mean, it tastes just like if you've been at Capital Grill.
Oh, that's great.
I know. So there's lots of, it's very interesting. We also, another big thing that we do during the school year is the schools. Conroe Schools, Montgomery Schools. We go there at least once a week and pick up extra food that they have from their elementary and junior high specifically. So, Wow. Yeah. So it's a pretty big organization as far as logistics wise and making sure that those volunteers have the instructions and where they need to go and how, who their contact is. That's kind of what we do on this, on the operations side, is help with the logistics of that.
So what would be the process of picking up the food? And where are you bringing the food to once you pick it up from the organization?
So once, when a volunteer gets trained, they get trained, have to do some shadow runs. We weigh all the food. Then you do what we call an impact. So there we have things kind of categorized in produce, dairy, meat. And so you put in the weights for each of those. That's how we're able to continually track how much food we're saving. And we teach you how to pack it in your car, and there are certain bags and containers and things. And then we have probably, I think it's over 40 places that we take food to.
Oh, okay.
I know. That's just in Montgomery County.
So there's not a place that Keep Us Fed have the food stored.
You pick
up the food and then you take the food to different places.
Different places. So
that's a lot of logistics.
So places, Salvation Army, Underover Kitchen, there's lots of different homeless shelter homes and different places within Conroe that are housing people and that need food. So we work with Montgomery County Food Bank as well. Right. They're part of our partner piece, but we actually deliver the food to that. I had a call just yesterday from India Gourmet, and they had two boxes of rice and spices and things. So I called Abundant Harvest over off of Rayford Sawdust, and he said absolutely. And so then we got a volunteer who's actually going to pick that up today, and then we'll take that over there to them. So yeah, it's a really fulfilling part, even on the logistics side of things, because you're seeing food being transported and helping people and getting them fed. So, and that is an issue in Montgomery County, even though sometimes we don't realize that as we live here.
Yeah. What is the need in Montgomery County? What are you guys seeing?
So right now we're looking at 15-20% of Montgomery County is food insecure. That is 1 in 7 people, because we're close to about 700,000 in population. So 1 in 7 people are food insecure. So, you know, I think all of our efforts with Montgomery County Food Bank, all the different food banks that are around and that we can go, pantries and different places, you know, we're all trying to do our part to help bridge that gap. But I think it's really skyrocketed after COVID. And the price of groceries, as you know, has really, really gone up. My girls and I went into Dollar General, this was a couple months ago, and a dozen eggs was like $4.89. I was like, this is Dollar General. I mean, so yeah, it's just really, there's just a huge need right now for food in our county. So
how would a business, a restaurant, how would they reach out to you and say, hey, we'd like to partner with you. How can we do this?
So we have a website, keepusfedmoco.org. And if you go into there, you can see a tab at the top, and it talks about volunteering. Okay. And we basically have four different ways that you can participate in Keep Us Fed. Obviously, you can be a donor. So if you have an organization, a restaurant, a business that provides food and has the capabilities of freezing, especially if you've cooked it or if there's meats, if you have those capabilities, please reach out to us and we can walk you through that process. The other thing is if you want to be a recipient, if you're in Montgomery County, we don't do individuals, but we do...
When you say individuals, you mean families?
Families, yeah. We don't do individual families, but if it's a church organization, we're working with some places in Tamina right now that are doing some after school things. And so those kind of businesses and organizations, please reach out to us because there's also a process and we can walk through that. Then, of course, if you want to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers. And it's a pretty simple process to become a volunteer, but so fulfilling. We have a lot of, we work with the John Cooper School, and they have a parent and a child that go, and like, what a great opportunity, I think, to spend that time with your kids. You're looking at 30 minutes to an hour.
That's not much time at all.
That's not much time. And so, you know, we have routes that you can dedicate yourself to, or you can say, hey, listen, I'm open on Thursday mornings. So if something happens and you need an extra person, you know, give me a shout out. So, and then the fourth way, obviously, is financial donations. And so that is also on our website that you can support us because we don't have necessarily a space. We have five operations people. I would say three of us are part-time and one is full-time and one just gives of her time. You know, we're constantly looking for different opportunities for grants and for people that want to donate for this cause to help pay for some of the logistics part of it. Yeah. Because we don't obviously pay our volunteers, we don't pay the donors, and we don't pay the recipients. Mm-hmm. We're just transporting that food. So.
So you've kept track of this since the inception. So what's been the impact?
So it's very interesting. Thank goodness we get a report every month. And since the inception of this Keep Us Fed in 2015, so 10 years, we've been doing this 10 years. I have to look at my notes because I couldn't remember these exact numbers. we have rescued 8,825,392 pounds of food and 41,514 gallons of beverages since the inception.
And all that would have been thrown away if it wasn't for Keep Us Fed.
Correct.
Stepping in and saving that food.
Right. When you look at, because we've got all sorts of comparisons of monthly and what we bring in monthly and what we do each week, but on average, this averages about 778 individuals getting three meals a day, which is a benefit of about $4,676 worth of food each day that we're saving.
Wow.
Repeat that number.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Every single day, 778 individuals getting three meals a day. And then if you calculate that out of how much it costs, that's about $4,676 a day. Wow. We're saving people on food. I know, it just kind of is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Are you guys super busy during the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving? Do you feel
we're only off one day, Christmas?
Wow.
Because when you think about like the Thanksgiving holidays, I mean, yes, and grocery stores being able to donate
yes
excess food and mm-hmm things. So yeah, we're extremely busy during holidays and days after. End of school year is huge. I'll give you two big huge, this was such an eye-opener to me this year. End of school year for the schools, because what are they going to do? Like cartons of milk,
oh, wow,
all the extra, you know, the fruit cocktails, yeah, the mm-hmm all the, we were slammed. I mean, our operations people were actually going out and just going to help people get carloads full of food. College Park High School, we ended up having like two people with huge SUVs filling up their vehicles twice. Wow. And taking it to different locations and stuff, because there was just so much extra food
yeah
from the year. The other big one is, and a shout out to the fire department, they call us and they clean out their freezers wow once a year. And that was also another big, so we went to each of the firehouse stations and got their food.
I would have never expected that.
I mean, it was just like a, I mean, but that, it's those types of situations. Yes. Yes, we have our routine things that we go do, but each week ends up being, I believe it's close to 125 different routes each week.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Would it be ideal for a regular family, you know, maybe they have two homes, they vacation, mm-hmm, they go away, they're cleaning out their fridge for the season, and they have, you know, a lot of food. Is it ideal for someone to reach out to you guys or maybe meet you or drop it off to you?
Can absolutely that, can that happen? Yes, that can happen. We have done some porch, we call them porch pickups.
Okay.
Where that's exactly what happens, okay, is that people are getting rid of for what, or their family came and vacationed, right, and so they've mm-hmm got all this extra food and can't take it with them for whatever reason. So yeah, absolutely, they could reach out to us.
And if a restaurant wants to get involved, what kind of operational things would they just be, you know, little hurdles they need to get prepared for to
yeah
donate?
Just to kind of give you an example, so Kentucky Fried Chicken, they just called us last couple weeks ago, and so basically we have to know the time mm-hmm it's going to be picked up, like mm-hmm what day of the week is best for that. So for them, they gave us the certain day and between 10 and 10:30, because we're getting ready for lunch, because
yeah
they're giving us the food from the previous two or three days that mm-hmm is frozen. So we got a lot of those mashed potato and mm-hmm corn and yeah chicken bowls. Mm-hmm. So really and truly, it's more about the kitchen manager or the chef in the kitchen being able and being astute and telling their people, mm-hmm, hey, no, don't throw that in the trash. Mm-hmm. It's still good. Let's put this in the freezer and keep us fed. We'll come pick it up. So it really has to do more with the kitchen management mm-hmm being willing to, yes, we're going to make sure we get this in our freezer and save it for you so you can come pick it up. We do bagels. We do frost cupcakes. That's another yeah one. They, I mean, yeah, so it's lots of different types of food pickups that happen. Wow. So, yeah.
That'd be interesting to layer that into, you know, food education, you know, people that are in culinary schools or whatever, that, hey, we don't have to throw this away. There's a way to, you know, salvage it and donate it and not waste it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's very important because, again, we're so blessed. And I think a lot of times, this was just extra. Like, I don't want to keep the, you know, just throwing it in the trash. Or, mm-hmm, yeah, this frozen stuff has been in here for a couple. We're not going to really eat it. And so just kind of throwing it away.
Instead, and that's kind of the easy route.
Easy
you just
route.
Think, okay, we're done with it, instead of,
yeah,
you know, taking that extra step, but right, that really helps people.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a need. I mean, it is a true need in our county. So yeah, we would welcome anyone, donors, recipients, volunteers that want to help work, to go to our website and fill out the form.
And we'll get in touch with you. while every pickup and drop off, I'm sure, is a success story, is there a particular story that you'd like to share with us that really touched you? Or
it was actually when I first came back into and started working with Keep Us Fed, and I actually went and did a pickup at a grocery store and took it to a this lady has a home and she helps homeless people that don't have shelter. It's in Conroe, and that just need some help getting through and getting to that next step. And so we took the food, they came out, and, you know, typically in a lot of these situations, the people that are going to be actually receiving the food themselves will come out and help unload and things. So in that, we learned they were kind of expanding, and so we actually had extra furniture. And so we went home and got that extra furniture that we were trying to figure out what to do with, and we're able to go back and donate that with them, which was needed. I mean, it was, you know, a couple dressers and different things. And so they just look at and thank you. And that says it all. I mean, that's what
you don't have to look very far for your purpose.
No,
yeah.
No, not at all. And it's more of a blessing to me. And then to see, you know, the looks on their faces and, you know, oh man, look, there's cupcakes in here. You know, there's some like fun things in here. And, in this place, there was actually a child. She was like 6. And so she was very excited to see the different food things. And so we ended up bringing her back crayons and coloring books and some things to do. So it is, you don't have to go far. I mean, it is within reach of to see and to be able to help people and our neighbors right here in the county. So
can you tell our viewers what Keep Us Fed needs? What are you guys are in need of? How can people help?
Like I mentioned earlier, we are a self-sustaining nonprofit. So we work our logistics and part of this work solely off of grants we receive or donations that we receive financially. So that is a huge need always for us. As I think it is probably for most nonprofits. But then the second thing is we are always looking for volunteers that will volunteer to come and give of a half an hour. It depends obviously where you live and what your location of pickup and drop off are, but we have places Riley Fuzzle, Kroger, all the way to the Willis Kroger on 1097. So there are places all over for pickup. But being able to volunteer and let us put you on our list, and that we always need that.
Is there anything else that we haven't asked you that we should, that you'd like people to know about Keep Us Fed?
I would say just that this organization is such a blessing to the county. And sometimes I'm not sure we get some of these pieces out to everyone, that they know what is available and what is happening. And so I think the more we can spread the word and talk about that need of food insecurity, and these are some resources that you can help with, because I also know there's also people on the other end of the spectrum that want to help and want to give. Maybe they don't have the time, but they have the financial resources to give, or maybe they don't have the financial resources, but they have the time. So making that connection with those people. So I appreciate you guys having us on to kind of spread the word a little bit more about Keep Us Fed and what we do for our county.
Well, thank you for everything that you do. This is as we've done more episodes of this show, we just discover all these different pieces of the puzzle that people just don't know enough about.
Right.
And so that's a real pleasure for us to get to learn more of what's going on.
Absolutely. Yes. And again, Keep Us Fed, MoCo, keepusfed.org. Mm-hmm. All our information is on there, or if there's questions about how to volunteer or getting in touch with us, that's where you need to go.
Right.
So
we go. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing Keep Us Fed and about your you know, your role with Keep Us Fed and what you guys do. And we really do appreciate what you do in the community because it is needed.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for tuning in. If there's someone, you or someone that you know is in need of food or would like to volunteer or would like to become a partner with Keep Us Fed, we will have the information on our screen. And please don't forget to like, follow, and share our episodes. You never know who may need assistance. Thank you and enjoy your day.